Well, thank you all for inviting me back for what is a different sort of talk than I usually offer when I'm here. And I was invited today because you've so generously offered to help support Wise Caregiving. So what I'd like to do is tell you a little bit about what Wise Caregiving is and what we do, and then I'd like to offer you some of Wise Caregiving curriculum so you can have a taste of what this might be like for yourself or for others if you'd like to refer people to us. So Wise Caregiving, I founded this in 2016 after I left hospice work. And all the time that I've been working in healthcare as a chaplain, what I noticed was that these really good-hearted people that I worked with kept getting so exhausted and burned out that they went away. And they went away either by quitting or sometimes by getting sick and sometimes by dying. And I thought, oh, you know, I've learned so much from my patients and my teachers about how to do this work in the world sustainably. And I wanted to pass that on from my own life before I die. So that's what this period of my life is about, is passing this wisdom along that I've been able to receive from my teachers and my patients. So what Wise Caregiving does is we offer trainings for professional and private caregivers. And we do that in several ways. One is we offer courses, like we have a core curriculum that we offer is an 8 Caregiving Foundations workshop. I'll come back to that a little bit later. We also do short, say 2 to 4 hour presentations or workshops for businesses, particularly businesses that care for people like hospitals and medical practices, things like that. And then we also do individual work one-on-one with people that are caregivers. So our curriculum is a little bit different than you might expect. It's not about gaining hard skills. You know, there's lots of places to get those. You could get training as a nurse or as a certified nursing assistant or a chaplain or a social worker. And they teach you those hands-on hard skills. But what we offer is the heart opening that allows you to hold those skills in a way that makes you a really effective and loving and sustainable care provider. You may have gone to a doctor like I did. I cut the end of my finger off years ago in an accident. And I went to see this surgeon in Seattle who was the best finger surgeon. And he only saw a finger. There wasn't a person attached to it. And that's because he'd gotten lots of skills training, but not the kind of training that we offer at Wise Caregiving, which is how to meet heart to heart, person to person. And we think that's really important and wanted to pass that along. So this training that we offer is built on the world's contemplative traditions, and I call it contemplative technology. And it's just as much a technology as the medical technology that we often use. But we try and make that accessible to people so that they can benefit from what has been a human understanding for millennia about contemplative practice. It's not new, but we've lost touch with it in our modern world. So some of the things that we offer are mindfulness practices that allow people to open their heart and to be able to listen. And basically, this has all come from my Zen practice, my Quaker background, and my study of other traditions that offer something similar. So I just want just a couple minutes more on Wise Caregiving before I dive into the actual curriculum part of this. The sort of the main curriculum that we offer is what's called the 8 Caregiving Foundations. And it's 8 different foundations that I developed as a way of communicating how to hold opposites and not run from one extreme to the other, but have a foot in each opposite. So those opposites are like self and other. How do we hold both those at the same time? Our competence and our compassion. How do we hold both of those? How do we both give and receive? How do we deal with the reality of something when we have an ideal about how it should be that doesn't match that. And just one more, just briefly here, about how do we live with unwellness and feel well while we're doing it? You know? So this is an idea of the kind of opposites that we play with, and I'll bring one of those opposites to us in the curriculum part that I'll share. And I know that that this was offered today as a way for you to support Wise Caregiving, and I really thank you for that. So today's donations, what we'll use those for, we would like to begin to develop short video training clips that people who are in the midst of caring for someone and don't have the time to come to one of our workshops can take 10 minutes when mom's asleep and sit down and say, ah, there's a little nugget that I can put to use. So that's what we're raising money to do, is to have the equipment and the production for those. So thank you for your offerings. Okay, so let's talk about one of the 8 caregiving foundations, the balance between self and other. So I'm going to share my screen, and hopefully you all can see what I share there in the hall well enough. Can you see that all right? Yeah, does that work? So what I'd like to do is just to give you an idea of what these caregiving foundations sound like, because each of them has an aspiration. And so I'll read this out to you. This is the balance between serving self and other. Living in the balance between self and other, I embrace healthy boundaries as a foundation for sustainable, compassionate care. I'm open to seeing and transforming habits that undermine clear boundaries and lead me to feel swept away and burned out. Yeah. So what I'd like to do is present a model to you of how to establish boundaries between self and other that are somewhat different than the usual boundaries that we're taught about. Usually the boundaries we're taught about are what I call hard boundaries. So in any of us who have professional training in working with other people often have hard boundary training that help us. So for instance, you know, those kind of hard boundaries are, we don't financially exploit the people we serve. We don't sexually exploit the people we serve. We don't take the information we've learned from somebody we serve and use it for our benefit or share it inappropriately. These are hard boundaries that are non-negotiable. This is the way we do it. And if we break those boundaries, we have broken trust with the people we serve. So what I'd like to suggest are the kind of boundaries we might add on top of that, because those kind of boundaries really have a hard line between self and other. They pull us apart. But once those boundaries are in place, we have actually connective boundaries that help us reconnect in healthy ways that cross the self and other barrier in a way that don't violate those hard boundaries. So here's the model. It has just 2 graphic elements. The first element is a circle. The circle represents the person or the issue that we are caring for. So this might be your elderly father, or this might be your 13-year-old that you're caring for. Or this could be any person or even an issue that you're concerned about. Maybe this is the issue of climate change. So it can refer to a broad range, but just for simplicity's sake, we'll say that the circle represents the person or the issue that you are caring for or caring about. Then the other part of the model is a footprint. And the footprint indicates where is your attention in relationship to that circle or that person that you are caring for. So that's all, just 2 elements. A circle is the person or issue, and the footprint indicates where your attention lies. Clear enough? So what I'm going to do is present four different ways that we can use this circle and footprint to describe, first of all, how we typically do this, and second of all, how I hope to introduce to you maybe a better way to do this, a more sustainable way. Don't worry, you don't have to memorize any of this stuff. I'm going to present each one of these quadrants in some detail, but just wanted to show you what this is. Across the top is the ideal. Across the bottom is the way we typically do it. And on the left is the way we connect with people. And on the right is the way we typically disconnect from people. So that's just kind of an overview. Let's start with the way we typically do it. And of course, when I say we, I mean me, because this describes the way I have done it and find myself continually falling into the trap of doing it. So you may recognize yourself there, but please, no judgment, no room for judgment of yourself if you find yourself in these ways I'm describing as not so skillful, because really it's about what I've learned with my own experience. So I call this first way of engagement being swept away. So what you'll notice is that both feet are inside the circle. You have seen a need, and you have jumped in with both feet. You've said, ah, this person is suffering. There's a need. I'm jumping in. I can do this. And, you know, we only do this because we have an open heart. You know, other people who see a need, they could turn and run the other way. But many of us are caregivers because we have that basic nature about us. And so there's something really lovely about us that says, oh, I see a need, I'm going to jump in there and help. Yeah. I do that all the time. All the time. And, you know, I want to tell a story about a really extreme case of this. I was working with a family of a traumatic brain injury, a man who had a stroke while he and his wife were on vacation in Hawaii. They lived in New York, and they were in their 40s, completely unexpected stroke. And he had this stroke, and his wife said, oh, I am here for you. I'm your wife. I love you. I'll do what it needs. It was 2 years before they made it back home to New York. They made it as far as San Francisco for his really specialized care, and that's where they stayed. And this woman came up to me at this retreat I was leading, and she said, I see a wall coming, and I don't know when I'm going to hit it, but I'm afraid I'm going to hit it, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen when I do. She had jumped in with both feet, as many of us would do if our spouse had a traumatic event like this, but she had no way to take her feet back out of the circle. And she saw the end of her energy, the end of her ability looming. And she was afraid that when she hit that wall, she was going to run and leave him without care. So you'll notice that if both feet are inside the circle, all our attention is on the person or the issue we're caring for. Nothing about our own self-awareness, our own care. This is the problem. This is the problem. It's unsustainable for us to give ourselves totally to the care of another person and neglect ourselves. It ultimately doesn't serve either one of us when we do that. So when we do that, this inevitably happens. It will lead to this stance, which I call burnout. So you'll notice now that both feet have come out of the circle. And not only are they out of the circle, they are turned away from the circle. And what that symbolizes is that just like that woman who was worried about reaching the wall, we have reached the wall and we are done. We are exhausted. We are fed up. And we turn our back and we say, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. And we walk away in a way that is not helpful to the person we're caring for and ultimately not helpful to us. When we burn out and turn our back like this, what happens is that we shut down our emotions in order to try and protect ourselves. I don't care. I can't do this. I don't care what you need. I'm done. And in some way, maybe that does protect us, but in a deeper way, we can't shut down selectively. We shut down globally or not at all. So when we turn off our caring, we turn off our ability to love, to feel joy, to see the beautiful sunset. All those things go away. We are emotionally unavailable for our own life as well as for the other person. So this is burnout. Now, if you're like me, I would do this until, for some reason or other, I'd begin to have stirrings. Maybe I would get a couple good nights rest, or maybe I'd start to feel guilty, like I'm not doing as much as I should do. And so eventually I would turn back around and I would put both feet in the circle again. And I would do that as long as I could until I stepped out of the circle, threw my arms up, and pulled my hair out. That's why I'm bald. And I did this over and over and over again. And I watched my colleagues do this over and over and over again. It's unsustainable. You can try and do this, but eventually your body will speak the truth to you. Your body will not allow you to continue doing this forever. It will pull the plug. You'll get sick, or as happened with several people I worked with, they finally pulled the plug on doing it, they retired, and they died. Ugh, I do not want this for any of us. I want a better way. So what will be a better way? So this is what I call a skillful connection. So you'll notice that one foot is inside the circle. We are fully present and engaged for the person that we're caring for. We are bringing our skills, we're bringing our love, our attention, our listening. That's all represented by the foot inside the circle. And you'll notice that there's also a foot outside the circle. The foot outside the circle represents that we're giving that very same loving care to ourselves at the very same time. And what's really lovely about having a foot in the circle and a foot out of the circle is this gives you an infinite variety of where you put your emphasis. More weight inside, more weight outside. And you can vary that depending on the circumstances. So when I worked in a hospital, I'd often walk into a patient's room and I wouldn't know what was necessary because I didn't know what was going on. But I'd stand with one foot subtly in front of the other and I would play with the balance between being totally present for that person and present for me. And I'd lean a little bit more weight forward on my foot as I'd say, what's going on here? So maybe 80% of my attention was on that person, but still a little bit on me so I'd know what was happening. And then other times I'd lean back onto my back foot and I'd put more attention on what's happening in here so that I had more information about what was going on in the room than if I gave all my attention just to the person. And, you know, an objection that I've heard over and over from this is that, well, wait a minute, if I was giving 100% of myself with both feet in, aren't I doing less with only one foot in? And I'd like to counter that by saying, I think you're actually doing a better job of caring. And here's why. We have in our body mirror neurons. These mirror neurons fire in concert with the person that we're with. And you might notice this subtly next time you're maybe even in the kitchen after the service today or standing at a party, someone that you're really connecting with, notice your postures. You will assume the same posture. I notice this often. I'll be standing, you know, next to a counter or something, and I'll have one hand on the counter and a foot crossed, and the other person has one hand on the counter and a foot crossed. We are mirroring the other person's experience. So if we're available to watch that in ourselves, we can notice that we may be mirroring their inner experience as well. I use this a lot when I'm with people, and if I start to feel, say, anxiety, I begin to wonder, is this my anxiety, or am I mirroring the anxiety of the person I'm with? And very often, it turns out that I'm mirroring the experience of the person I'm with. So having a foot out gives us more information about what's actually happening. So I could go on and on about that, but I just wanted to make the case that this is actually better care, not less care. Now, there comes a time in any kind of a caregiving relationship that we need to step away. You know, maybe we can only stay for a certain number of hours and we have to go back home. Or if we're professional, maybe our shift is over. Or maybe that person needs something we can't provide and we need to find a referral for them. So in this case, we step both our feet out of the circle. But you'll notice that in this graphic, the feet are still facing the circle. We have not shut down. We've not closed our heart. We still have care and concern for this person or this issue. But we know that right now, it's not me. Right now, someone else can care for them. So we haven't shut down our own ability to be in touch with ourselves or to feel our joy or to love our grandchild when they run up to us. We still can do that because we haven't shut down. And everybody has to set these boundaries. It's okay to step out. It's okay. You know, and sometimes when we are a primary caregiver, especially of a loved one, us stepping out is an act of generosity to the other person. They don't want to be smothered by us. They don't want us to be there all the time doing too much. They need as much independence as they can get. So stepping out of the circle is a gift. It's not an abdication of your responsibility. So when it comes time, you step your foot back in the circle and you pick up your skillful connection and you do the care, aware of self and other, until the moment comes when you need to step out with both feet, but still facing the circle. So this is kind of a brief overview of this chart that I shared with you earlier. And we can see that across the top is that sustainable connection where we can be skillfully connected and then setting those boundaries without closing off our heart and without giving ourselves away. And across the bottom is this way that people who care about others typically do this chronically. And so it's okay to find yourself doing this again. Having a model like this is so helpful because you can now recognize that, oh, I'm swept away right now. Or for me, burnout. I just went to a three-day retreat on this very subject where I realized I was in burnout. I had been in this swept away burnout cycle and I had gotten lost. So I needed this sort of help to get out of it. No judgment involved, none at all. So this is an idea of, gives you an idea of the kind of a curriculum that Wise Caregiving offers. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. We have if you visit the website, wisecaregiving.org, we'll have another 8 Caregiving Foundations workshop coming up that you can sign up on a list that lets us know to contact you when it's happening. We're just about to finish up one now. It's 10 weeks, just 2 hours a week, one session a week. And then you have the time to integrate it after that. So it's why it drags along for a while. But we'd be love to have you join us if this sounds like the kind of training that would help you. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I really appreciate you inviting me to do something really different than we usually do. And I'm just so thrilled that you are here to hear about this aspect of my life, because I've come to know you and love you. And so it's really lovely that I can share this part of what I do in the world and have your loving attention. Well, thank you all. And I'm happy to stay after the service to chat and answer questions or receive your comments.